Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
We're excited to have you with us today on Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio is the president and CEO of a number of companies in the financial industry, while our second Playmaker is the CEO of a wellness company. With us today is the CEO of a $1.3 billion financial holding company, while our other guest is the CEO of an on-site medical screening company. These great playmakers are Aaron Graft. Aaron is the president and CEO of Triumph Bancorp, and Johnette Van Eden. She is the CEO of Star Wellness. And we're going to begin today's show with Johnette. Johnette Van Eden is CEO of Star Wellness, a company she founded in 2003. 10 years later, Star Wellness is now a recognized leader in on-site medical screening and laboratory services that help corporations, local governments, and school districts implement wellness programs to control or reduce healthcare-related expenses. The company has more than 200 clients in 20 states and now offers franchises with locations in Houston and the Panhandle. Johnette has been honored by Women's Enterprise Texas and Women's Enterprise USA magazines as one of the top women business enterprises in both Texas and the U.S. A native Texan, Johnette devotes a large amount of time to working with schools and children. She's been a volunteer for Junior Achievement and Big Brothers Big Sisters and has served on the reader panel for Family Fun magazine and as a contributing editor for Working Mother magazine. Johnette, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here, and we're going to start with something a little bit different about your start, because you invested $1,000 of your own money and leveraged credit cards with Star Wellness. So tell us how you did that, starting basically bootstrapping yourself.
We are truly a bootstrap business. In 2002, I was looking for something to do, trying to identify a niche. I knew I wanted to own my own business. Looked at possibly opening a health food store, but, you know, those are kind of a dime a dozen, a lot of competition there. And then it hit me that while there's a lot of potions and lotions to cure every ailment you may have, there's no one doing any testing to see if anything actually works. So I did some investigation, came across an opportunity to purchase some medical equipment to do some simple testing on site that gives immediate results. And like you said, I bought it on my credit card, transferred it to one with a zero balance, and just made monthly payments and did not pay one penny in interest. So I was basically my own bank. Didn't realize I was doing that at the time, but I just knew I didn't want to pay any interest.
Potions and lotions. Well, you obviously had some interest in the wellness industry. What got you into thinking about that was the career you wanted to have?
Yeah, because it is a huge leap from...
Because you were working at a division of American Airlines, which was Sabre Holdings, is that correct, in the computer industry?
Yeah, I was a computer software designer. I worked on a small project called Ticketless Travel and helped implement that in the year 2000.
And look where we are right now. No tickets. I remember my father would go to the airport after that all started, and he'd always go to the desk at the gate, making sure he had his ticket right or making sure he had something. And I said, "Dad, no, you don't have to do that." So you were the one that began that or helped put that together.
Yes, I was part of the team that implemented that.
So you did that for a number of years. I believe you retired then for a short time to take care of your kids. So where did wellness come into all this?
Well, through a variety of personal issues and stuff, my husband had he had his colon ruptured. So we had to get into some nutrition and emergency surgery and things with that. And then I had some hormone issues as well. So it was through personal issues that we got into nutrition And then it just evolved.
It's interesting when you have something in your mind, all of a sudden it keeps going from there. Well, you actually didn't start Star Wellness USA as Star Wellness USA. You started another company back in, what it was, 2002 to begin that. Tell us how that transformed into Star Wellness.
We were originally called Lone Star Screening. And we operated under that brand for several years. But then when time became to expand and we were looking at franchising, we were unable to get the trademark on that, which is why we had to change the name to Star Wellness.
Well, I thought it was interesting when I was reading, I believe it was an interview you did with the Dallas Business Journal, either that or maybe your website, that 50% of all healthcare costs come from employees with controllable conditions.
That's correct.
Your mission, it seems like, is to help reduce the amount of money companies are paying to keep their employees healthy. Is that true?
That is true. My ultimate mission is to save lives by alerting people to problems that they don't even have through early detection and prevention in the screenings that we provide.
Well, looking at your website, which is, I believe, starwellnessusa.com, there's a lot of information on there. And I was surprised how some basic tests, and these tests don't take more than a couple of minutes, correct me if I'm wrong on that, just a few moments, can save someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
How often do people or should people have these tests, especially with your company? How often do you do those for them?
Most of our clients test their employees on an annual basis. It is recommended on an annual basis that you check your glucose, which is, you know, an indicator for diabetes, as well as your cholesterol. And then, of course, we also need to monitor our weight, our BMI, waist circumference, and our blood pressure.
So having that done on a regular basis will, if nothing else, alert you to any medical problems and keep you healthy. But what you're basically are is you put together corporate wellness because you're dealing with corporations and you are going to them. Is that correct?
That is correct. We come on site and in a 5 to 8 minute appointment from the time they check in till the time they walk out the door, we can check for all of those things.
Well, I was looking through your website at some of the companies you work with, and I live in Richardson. I understand you work with Richardson, the city of Richardson employees, too, on a regular basis. Do you have many municipalities that you work with?
Yes, we work with a lot of municipalities around the state.
Have, as you began this program, as you've worked with a number of companies, have they seen their costs for health or wellness go down as a result of what you've done for them?
Absolutely. Some of them, you know, do have metrics in place to measure that. Obviously, some people do not measure anything, but from what they tell me, they get very positive feedback. The employees are more proactive. It used to be that participation was how they measured success, and now we see it trending towards outcome-based.
Which brings up a good question, participation. When you work with a corporation or a municipality or school system, are the employees, is that a volunteer situation for them to come and see you, or are they mandated by the company that they have to have those tests done by you?
It used to always be participatory, and now we're seeing more and more that it's mandatory. And if you don't participate, then you're going to pay a premium in your annual health insurance rates each month. It's generally $100 a month or more.
You're looking at $1,200 a year, which can be rather expensive. So you're basically your mission is to really take care of companies. One of the quotations or the questions that you were asked on the Dallas Business Journal was, "What are you most known for?" Do you remember what your answer was on that about empowering individuals into controlling their own health?
Yes.
It seems like that's really what your business is all about: making sure that people either stay healthy or quickly find out what problem they have so they can be taken care of.
Yes, I like to say in some way we're transforming the way healthcare is delivered, and we do empower individuals by giving them their results. I don't know about you, but a lot of people tell me when they go to the doctor, they never see their lab results, so they don't know what they are. So they do appreciate that they actually get a physical copy of their results.
Well, let's say I use your services, I get the results back from you, and I'm in perfect health. I'm feeling really good about that. But let's say for the individual that gets a report back, and there are one, two, couple things on there where they need to take care of that. Do you make suggestions in there in terms of what they do outside of just seeing their doctor?
We don't do any diagnosing or prescribing, but if there is something out of range, it will be stamped for them to follow up with their personal physician. And if it's bad enough, they will receive a phone call.
We're speaking with Johnette Van Eden. Johnette is the CEO of Star Wellness. We're going to continue talking about what she does and how to keep you healthy and how you can do business with them. And again, their website is starwellnessusa.com. My name's Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Don't go away. More about wellness when we come back right after this.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Hi, I'm Dave Williams with Amy Shadra from KLIF News and Information in the Morning.
And when you hear our top of the hour station ID, you'll hear a reference to 96.3 FM HD2. So what is that? Well, it's a new way to listen to KLIF.
We're still on our longtime home on 570 AM, of course, but chances are, if you bought a new car in the last couple of years, you can also listen to KLIF on FM.
Over 150 new vehicle models are on the market today with HD radios. And if you listen to KLIF on 96.3 FM HD2, guess what? You're going to hear us in crystal clear FM fidelity.
How do I do that? Go to 96.3 FM. That's our sister station, KSCS. Look for that little symbol that says HD to light up and then just scroll up to HD2 and there we are.
You'll hear news and information 570 AM coming through loud and clear on your FM radio.
Let us know what you think.
News and information 570 AM 96.3 FM HD2 KLIF.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House, we say there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
We have Lars Staberg, General Manager of Lowry's, the Prime Rib, with us. Lars, what's new at Lowry's?
Steve, we want to invite your listeners to the new patio at Lowry's. Chef Matt has created a special patio menu, and we're serving craft beers, wine, and specialty cocktails.
What if I want a Prime Rib dinner?
Of course, the full dinner menu is always available. So join us outside for lunch, dinner, or happy hour from 4:30 to 6:30. Mention you heard us on Playmakers, and Chef Matt will send something special to your party.
Sounds great, Lars. See you on the patio at Lowry's, the Prime Rib.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. With us in the studio right now is Johnette Van Eden. She is a CEO of Star Wellness, which is corporate wellness on site. We were talking during the break about physicians, and I would think physicians enjoy or are glad their patients are getting these results. Is that correct?
Yes, because they can go in for their appointment for their physical and have their labs already with them.
So it takes less time, and I would guess working with you probably less expense, too, in doing that. You've had a lot of success, I understand, with a number of employees with other companies. Any specific examples of some of the successes you've had as a result of some of the testing you've done?
Well, there's a lot of people that, as a result, you know, they find out they have high blood pressure, so they change their diet, they exercise, they stop smoking, they lose a little weight, things like that. But more alarming are the lives we save by people that have serious conditions that they don't know about, you know, seriously undiagnosed diabetics that come by and thank us when we come back, because if it hadn't been for the company wellness program, they would have never known they were even diabetic. Just 3 weeks ago, I had to call a guy and send him to the emergency room because he needed a transfusion, and he ended up getting 3 pints of blood.
Amazing. I see my doctor twice a year. Basically, that's because my doctor said you need to see me twice a year. But I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, that most people do not see a doctor on a regular basis.
That's correct.
So to a large degree, if they don't have a physician, you are almost acting as their physician for them by taking some of these tests.
For many, many people, we are the only medical care they get all year long.
Well, if you go to their website, which is starwellness.com, there are a number of services that are listed, specifically vascular ultrasound. There's a corporate presentation on. There's a lot of information. And I can see a lot of different type of screenings you do. How does that compare to the competition? There's other companies out there that do testing similar to you, but how do you compare to this competition?
Well, there are companies that offer pieces of what we do. Like there's a very prominent national player that does the vascular ultrasound screenings. Their focus is mainly retirees, whereas we focus more on the employees in the workplace. There's other corporations that do just on-site vaccinations, you know, and flu shots and the like. But we encompass all of those. We do the on-site vaccinations, the vascular ultrasounds, and then, of course, all of the laboratory services.
Now, you're working specifically, because you brought up vaccinations and flu shots, you're working with corporations, municipalities, schools. How about an individual? Is there a way that they can do business with you?
Oh, absolutely. We do have a patient service center over by DFW Airport in the Euless area where anybody who is underinsured or does not have insurance at all can come in. Texas is a direct access state, so they can get any lab they want. They just have to pay for it out of pocket. We do not accept insurance. And then if it's not convenient for them to come by our Euless office, they can pay with a credit card and we can set them up to have their blood drawn at any LabCorp nationwide for laboratory services as well.
So it's just a matter of making a call to your office.
That's correct. And we have an 800 number for that.
And why don't you go ahead and tell them that right now?
It's 1-800-685-5572.
You can also get that 800 number on the website, which is starwellnessusa.com. Obamacare is in the news. It just kicked in last month, I believe. How is Obamacare impacting what you're doing?
Well, with Obamacare, it virtually mandates that companies start wellness programs and that people participate in them as well. There was $200 million available in grants for companies to start wellness programs when Affordable Care started. It has definitely increased the demand for our business.
So your business is doing better as a result of it.
Yeah, and that was really one of the aha moments that made us decide that, hey, you know, we need to grab as much market share as possible and made us go into franchising.
Is there any, you mentioned school systems and municipalities, corporations, are there any specific types of companies you work with or does it matter?
No, we're pretty much across the board. So we do everything from manufacturing to oil and gas.
So anybody that has a need, has employees, they want to be tested, they can contact you. You, to change subjects a little bit, we mentioned this at the very outset when I was introducing you, franchising. Franchising is one way you're going to grow. You're basically in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You're in Houston and the Panhandle. How is franchising going to impact your business? And is that a big part of the business in the future?
We think so. It allows us to duplicate ourselves without, you know, us having to be flying around to every location. And so it makes more sense. We're getting more and more clients that have locations, multiple locations around the country, out of state. And obviously, if we have a franchise in that area, they don't have to incur travel costs for us to go there.
With your competition, I mentioned at the break, I was using one of the companies that competes with you. They are not local, the DFW area. Mm-hmm. They come in occasionally. But the advantage of Star Wellness is you are here all the time. How often do you go into a company to do testing, and how often should an individual have these tests done?
We typically do multiple events at multiple locations every day. We generally go to each of our clients at least once a year. Some of them do twice a year. We have some that are really into wellness that will do a different wellness focus each quarter. You know, they may do cancer screening in the first quarter, regular mini physicals in the second quarter, then vascular ultrasounds or flu shots in the third quarter.
Well, I've had some of the results they have come back on screenings I've done, and different types of tests need to be done different times. So it's a matter of understanding what those are. For instance, I can't think of it specifically, but there are tests we need to have done more often. We're speaking with Johnette, and Johnette is dealing with her wellness situation right now as she's coughing for a few moments. You can go to check Johnette's business out at starwellnessusa.com. You can also call them for appointments at 800-685-5572, and you can go to them, or they can set up a situation at a laboratory near you. Now, we spoke about franchising a few moments ago. We had a guest on a couple of weeks ago from the Dwyer Group, and her father, Don Dwyer, set up a organization within the franchising group called VetFran.
Yes.
And see, I noticed that you're involved with that. How are you working with – have you had any veterans be interested in your franchise yet?
Yes, our Houston franchise is a veteran.
And you're working with them, if we understand, basically it's a discount to them because they're a veteran to get into it a little easier.
Absolutely.
Than others. So I would think that you're very interested in talking to veterans anyplace. Now, in your franchising, are you looking for franchises close to Texas, or are you willing to look for franchisees anywhere in the country?
We are registered in almost every state.
So it can be almost anywhere.
Correct.
You just, as it turned out, locally, you're in Texas right now. You also mentioned that soon you're going to be opening an office in San Antonio. Is that correct?
Yes.
Will that be one of yours? Will that be a franchise?
It will be a franchise location.
Okay. Basically, what you have done is you are really dedicating yourself, as I saw from your bio, to improving the healthcare industry through a prevention to detection method. You're a little bit different from a physician because they're checking those problems, dealing with it right away, but you're helping customers, helping patients realize what work they have to have done. I mean, I've heard of a number of people that they go in the doctor's office the next day, they're in the hospital because something has happened to them. You also gave the example a few moments ago of calling a person, told them to get to the emergency room right away. Does that happen very often? Are there situations where a result will come back and you need to get a patient, if not immediately, within the next week or so, to a doctor or to a hospital?
It is fairly common that someone will have, you know, stroke level blood pressure, so we have to send them immediately to an emergency room. But it's generally the exception.
Let me switch the subject for this last question before we break. You have been successful. You started this business over 10 years ago. You are very successful now in working with corporations and businesses. For anybody listening that's is an entrepreneur or wants to become an entrepreneur, what would you suggest to them that they need to do to have success?
Well, you have to be willing to work hard and don't ever give up.
Stay with it no matter what happens.
That's correct.
Parting words from Johnette Van Eden. She is the CEO of Star Wellness. Johnette, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show. Glad to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Don't go away. We're going to come back and we're going to speak to the president and CEO of a company called Triumph Bancorp. His name is Aaron Graft. He has a number of businesses and he's been extremely successful as he's dealt with money. Stay with us. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Back after this.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to speak with the president and CEO of Triumph Bank Corp. His name is Aaron Graft. He is the founder of the Triumph Bank Corp group of companies, which include Triumph Savings Bank, Triumph Commercial Finance, Advance Business Capital, The National Bank, Triumph Capital Advisors, and Triumph CRA Holdings. That's a lot to say in just a few moments. Prior to establishing Triumph Bank Corp, Aaron served as the founder and president of Triumph Land and Cattle Management, where he oversaw the management of over $300 million of commercial real estate in receivership on behalf of various lenders, and led the acquisition of $65 million of distressed debt and real estate. He began his career as an attorney with Fulbright and Jaworski, where he focused on commercial real estate transactions. Aaron, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here, and say we're going to talk about money, so it's always a subject that people want to talk about. Well, you have six companies now. You've grown from nothing to those six successful companies under the umbrella of Triumph Bank Corp. Did you ever believe, and this is in a really short period of time, did you ever believe you'd reach this level of success?
I think anyone who starts a business, there's somewhere deep in their psyche a belief that it's going to grow into something really large, but the realist portion of your brain, probably it has gone at a much more rapid pace than I would have expected.
In noticing your timeline, which I'm going to ask you about in just a few moments, it's gone extremely quickly. And what I tell people is only two ways to fail. That's don't start and quit. And the only question is how soon we have that success. And yours has come a little bit sooner than probably you've expected. Before we get more into all the different companies you own, the question I want to ask you is the name Triumph. You have that with almost every one of your companies. Was that a word or a name or something that has always been with you that you wanted to have as a name of a corporation?
Actually, how that name came to be is sadly a little bit lost to history. I've been asked that question a few times, and as I recall, we were looking for a word that could work as both a noun and a verb. And Triumph is a word that can be used that way, but there's no great story around that. Unfortunately, I think I probably need to come up with one.
That was my suggestion next. Have this fabulous story of why it's called
Triumph. I'll work
Triumph.
On that.
Well, you have six different companies, and I have descriptions that you sent me of all of them, but I put them kind of in a timeline. Your first acquisition was a bank, which became Triumph Savings Bank. Is that correct?
Correct.
Tell us how that started.
Well, Triumph Land and Capital Management, which I founded in 2006, was the proverbial one guy and a laptop, We had a website, but it was just me. And we were blessed to have some success managing deals through receiverships and then on investments. And from my perspective, I had always wanted to move from a deal-driven business model to a more sustainable business model. And so we set upon a path at that time to buy a bank because we believed that that was a good contrarian move for where the market was headed at that time.
Now, that was Equity Bank. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that was not the success you thought it would be because that bank was having problems when you purchased it, right?
Yes, that bank was in dire straits.
Ben, it took a while to turn that around. And that's one of the successes you've had in turning that around and a playmaking move.
Yes. I knew what the financial, what the balance sheet looked like. What I underestimated at the time is what the cultural balance sheet looked like. And when you buy an institution like that, as opposed to a piece of property, when you inherit the people, you inherit the culture, and when people have been in a underperforming institution for a while, that culture becomes fairly toxic. And so it was a monumental undertaking, and it, you say it happened quickly, and it did. I mean, we are blessed that it happened quickly with largely the team intact, but there was a lot of things that had to change.
So you, for all intents and purposes, you have two banks. You have that one, but you also have, which is now the National Bank, and THE, the, is capitalized. That was a bank in Bettendorf, Iowa that you picked up. Tell us about that, and tell us how you picked up something that is totally, well, it's what, 500, 600, 700 miles away from Dallas. How did all that come together?
Well, to tell that story properly, you have to understand that what Triumph Savings Bank, based in Dallas, does is we are not a community bank. We are a wholesale bank. We offer specialty finance products to the market. We believe that there is an opportunity because of various economic factors to add to our portfolio under our consolidated balance sheet a community bank, but we didn't think Dallas was the appropriate place to do that. Dallas is a wonderful place to do community banking. There just happened to be a bunch of wonderful community banks here. And so we didn't want to step into that hyper-competitive market. So what led us to buy the National Bank was it met a series of criteria we were looking for. It was a healthy underlying bank. Its holding company was over-leveraged. Therefore, we felt like we could get it at the right price. The name doesn't have anything to do with it, and the name may change. And that's a fairly recent acquisition for us. But we like the underlying deposit franchise. Over the long run, if you look at it, a strong core deposit franchise is valuable. And we believe we bought that at a really good price. And so it sort of rounds out our organization.
Well, we spoke about two of them, your savings bank and the National Bank. You have four other companies. Triumph Commercial Finance was begun 2 years after you opened up the savings bank. And did you see a need for that happening?
Well, Triumph Commercial Finance really was came along as part of our acquisition of Advance Business Capital. And to be clear, both of those organizations and the other ones you mentioned are consolidated subsidiaries on our balance sheet. They are self-titled because they represent various markets that we serve. Triumph Commercial Finance, our overall philosophy that informs everything we do at Triumph is we try to look for niche areas to engage in. And what I always talk about to our team is we look for operational expertise that offsets the credit risk you take in doing niche lending. Triumph Commercial Finance is how we market our equipment lending and our asset-based lending products to those niche markets. And we have the leaders of those groups came at the time we formed Triumph Commercial Finance to help serve those markets.
And part of that lending comes from factoring you're doing also with them, which brings me to Advanced Business Capital, which seems like it's very similar, using a lot of – but it's also – that looks like it's focused, as you said, on freight trucking and freight broker companies. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are one of the largest factoring providers in the transportation industry in the country. And the market we really serve is the owner-operator, the entrepreneur who has bought a truck and is now hauling in the for-hire business. And we are their financial provider, and we do it coast to coast.
then it seems that factoring is a big part of that. Cash flow must be very difficult for them, and you're providing the cash flow that they can operate then.
Sure. If you think about, for a trucker, once he or she owns the equipment, their biggest cost, generally speaking, is going to be fuel. And when they haul for whoever their customer is, they need to fill up that truck and turn around and drive back home. And so getting paid quickly is a key part of what it takes to run their business. And that's the need we fulfill for them.
We're speaking with Aaron Graff. Aaron is the president and CEO of Triumph Bank Corp, with a number of interesting companies under that umbrella. We're going to continue talking to him about the successes he's had and some setbacks, too, that caused the company to get to where they are today. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. More about financial and money when we come back after this.
I'm Jill Cumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House we say, there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
We have Lars Staberg, General Manager of Lowry's The Prime Rib, with us. Lars, what's new at Lowry's?
Steve, we want to invite your listeners to the new patio at Lowry's. Chef Matt has created a special patio menu, and we're serving craft beers, wine, and specialty cocktails.
What if I want a prime rib dinner?
Of course, the full dinner menu is always available. So join us outside for lunch, dinner, or happy hour from 4:30 to 6:30. Mention you heard us on Playmakers, and Chef Matt will send something special to your party.
Sounds great, Lars. See you on the patio at Lowry's The Prime Rib.
Today, this very moment could be the start of something big for you. Why? Because at Cumulus Radio, we need one great person to join our sales team, and you could be the one. We sell marketing solutions like radio commercials, online services, and promotions. So, are you a creative problem solver? Experienced in outside sales? If you answered yes, then call me, Jerry Furch, at 972-708-4252. That's 972-708-4252. Cumulus is an equal opportunity employer.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Aaron Graff. Aaron is the president and CEO of Triumph Bank Corp. And in looking through your website, Aaron, and the website, by the way, is triumphbankcorp.com. You have some blogs in there, and I was kind of perusing your blogs. One of the ones I was most interested in was your Triumph barbecue team. How did that come to be?
Go ahead.
You have a tremendous interest in barbecue. Being from Oklahoma, not Texas, barbecue is one of your passions.
I'm a huge fan of barbecue, and how that came to be is the president of our Advanced Business Capital subsidiary, which is our transportation factoring subsidiary, is himself a certified barbecue judge, which is quite an impressive credential. And when you're in our business and you're marketing both internally and externally, we found that a great way to market is through the stomach, right? And serving people barbecue seems to work. And it was a great team building for the people who are on the team, and so we have a trailer that we haul around, and we cook at various philanthropic organizations that we support. We hauled it to Iowa when we completed the recent acquisition, and you know we think giving people barbecue is a good way to market ourselves to them.
If nothing else, it opens it up, gets people relaxed, I guess. It's either barbecue or beer, so barbecue is a little more conventional to do that. On the website, triumphbankcorp.com, and you just brought this up, in philanthropy, you have a number of areas which are very involved. Mm-hmm. Off the top of your head, if you remember some of those, how did you get involved specifically with the prison entrepreneurship program?
Yeah, that prison entrepreneurship program is we obviously have several touch points with that. Number one, we bank people, entrepreneurs, generally speaking. Number two is we love us giving people a second chance. That's one of we think that's a sound practice in many areas of life. And people in prison, it's not lost on me that hard work is important, and being given some talent is helpful, but opportunity is a huge part of success, of being a playmaker. And so we want to give those that are in prisons who maybe didn't get the same opportunity we did an opportunity, and we think that philanthropy does a great job of that. So we're a big supporter of prison entrepreneurship program.
I'm a big dog person. I know a lot of prisons are bringing dogs into the prisons and have the prisoners work with those dogs and develop them as service animals. And it's interesting how something like that, and I'm sure something you're working with, can change a person so that they can contribute to society. You also have one called Behind Every Door. What is that?
Yeah, Behind Every Door it's a philanthropy that serves people who live, generally speaking, in low to moderate income multifamily complexes. That's an area in our business that we touch as both an owner and a lender. And everyone has to live somewhere. And we feel like that when the complexes that we own, the apartment communities, we're a steward of those, the home of those individuals. And so we want to reinvest in those properties where historically we found that there are owners who are not connected with the community, and it leads to a host of problems. It's hard on the residents, and ultimately it leads to the demise of the community. So Behind Every Door uses various service organizations to help the people, especially the kids who live in these communities, and hopefully give them a greater opportunity for success.
Well, that also ties in apparently with your philosophy and your vision. This is also on the website, which is triumphbankcorp.com. And you have four D's. The first of those is delivering value. What do you mean by that?
Well, that and that phrase, just so you should know, in the four D's that are our cultural grid, are borrowed from my mentor, Carlos Sepulveda, who formerly served as the CEO of Interstate Batteries, is now our chairman. But delivering value is a rich way to communicate to your people and to the market as a whole of what we want to do, because value suggests more than something just instantaneous, more than just making money, but we want to be valuable in a variety of different aspects to the people whose lives we touch. And so delivering value, we think, is a rich way to communicate how we can be a positive influence, a positive aspect in the lives of our team members and our clients.
Well, you mentioned people with that too, which also ties in with philanthropy. And number two, which is developing people. So it seems like your mission is to help grow people, not only the people that work for you, but the people that you touch.
I mean, people are the most valuable investment. They are oftentimes the most difficult investment, but they are the most valuable. And so that's where we focus.
How about the third D, which is demonstrating expertise?
Yeah, I mean, we compete in a hyper-competitive market. And if you're going to be successful, you have to develop and demonstrate your expertise for your product set. And so we expect that of our team members, to demonstrate expertise in all facets of their job.
And the fourth one is displaying commitment to enterprise success. How does that fit in?
Well, many organizations fail because there's greater competition inside the walls than outside the walls. And so what I'm trying to communicate to our team is we're in this together, and what I want to see is not individual excellence. That's important, yes, but what I want to see is your commitment to organizational excellence, because we're in this together.
So it's not the professional sport team that has a star on the team. It's the teamwork together that makes everything happen.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the things you wrote in your information that you had sent to me, because I'd asked some ideas about playmaking, your one big playmaking idea that happened. Do you remember what that was?
When we were in the process of going from an investment organization to buying the bank, that was an incredibly trying time.
You say in there that it was the ability to stay committed to that vision. You said trying time when things were tough.
Right.
And that's what success is all about. There are going to be obstacles. So did that stretch you a little bit in terms of your belief that you would be successful?
Yes. And the only thing that got me through that period was the commitment, number one, to our values, which are always non-negotiable. But number two is the people around me, my mentors, my wife, continuing to tell me they believed in me, because there were some moments in that journey where I wasn't sure where the finish line was. And even if I knew where it was, I wasn't sure that we had the strength to get there.
You have an aha moment too, which also ties in with that. It was something that Carlos had said to you. You mentioned the fact that you used a metaphor about rowing out of sight. You remember how that went and what Carlos said to you?
Yeah, we had a meeting with Carlos and some other investors who are also mentors to me, Chuck Anderson and Pryor Blackwell at Bandera Ventures. And I told them, look, guys, here's where we are. I've rowed this ship out, this boat out of sight of shore. I don't see land in front of me. I know that we don't have the resources to row back to shore. My plan is to keep rowing. How do you all feel about that? And their response was, keep rowing. We don't know if you'll get there either.
Yeah, that reminds me of one of the Indiana Jones movies, and I don't remember the name of it, where he had to step off into a canyon and had to believe there was a path there and he wouldn't fall through. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing there until he actually made that step, mm-hmm. which reminds me of what you went through, because you're going into darkness. You have actually no idea where the light's going to be and where you're going to end up, but you have to have that belief and faith, that commitment to stick with it and make sure that happens, which to me is why you have the success you have, because that's almost a definition for success right there.
Yeah, what I tell my kids and what I tell our team members is only in kindergarten does everyone get a trophy, right? There has to be a real possibility of failure for success to be real, and we experienced that in a very real way when we were putting together our deal.
Now, you started out Triumph Land and Cattle Management. When did you begin that company?
Triumph Land and Capital Management was founded in 2006, right as I was leaving Fulbright and Jaworski, and was just myself we founded it in 2006.
The reason I'm asking about the time, 2006, is look at the timeline, because you began your company about 2010, about 10 or 4 years later, in one of the worst, at the beginning of coming out of one of the worst economic situations we've had in the United States. Did you believe that you're going to go from almost nothing to, what is it, $1.3 billion? I mean, that's a long way to go in a short period of time during an economy that was just turning around.
Yes. To say that I believed we would do that, no. And to say that the strategy—
Well, I'm going to correct you for a moment. Oh. You probably had that belief back in your mind someplace.
I did.
But you had those negatives coming at you like, how are we going to do this?
I did. And I would. There was no global strategy of we're going to look up in 2013 and have 470 team members and be $1.3 billion. The idea was we're going to deliver value every day, and we're going to go to areas where we think we have a skill set that allows us to be valuable. And so that one thing sort of led to another. And what started off as buying distressed debt as an outside, as an investor, led to buying a distressed bank, which has sort of led to where we are today.
As you said that, what you remind me of is the bumblebee. I don't know if you've heard the story of the bumblebee. The bumblebee cannot fly because of the shape and weight of its body in relationship to the wing area, but the bumblebee doesn't know that, so it goes ahead and flies anyway. There's a lot to be said for being naive. A lot of people have told me the reason they're not successful is they haven't put everything together they need to have to be successful. Well, if you do that and wait, you're never going to get there. Sometimes you have to just step off and you develop it as you're going along, which is what sounds like you have done.
There's no question. I think a problem people run into is they hold strategy too tightly. I think you have to hold strategy with an open hand. You have to have a vision of what you're doing. I tell our team, know yourself, be yourself, like yourself. You got to know what you're good at, be good at it, and enjoy doing it. But the strategy, the daily tactical execution can change. And so, yeah, I guess we are like the bumblebee.
Well, I like what you said about your best advice is to hold your values with a death grip, your vision with a tight grip, and your strategy with an open hand. And I'm going to leave it at that because we have to end now. Aaron, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate you being there.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Aaron Graff, President and CEO of Triumph Bancorp. His website is triumphbancorp.com. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Join us at playmakerstalkshow.com. We'll look forward to seeing you again next week.
Calling all women entrepreneurs, especially if you're a military veteran, spouse, or daughter of a veteran. The Women Veteran Entrepreneur Corps Conference and Pitch Competition is coming to Plano, sponsored by Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence and Capital One Bank. The Women Veteran Entrepreneur Corps offers an amazing network of support to all women business owners. They offer free resources that will help you get started on a solid path toward real business growth. Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence is the leading national not-for-profit provider of resources, business education, and community support for women entrepreneurs. Hear inspirational speakers, learn from million-dollar entrepreneurs, and expand your business network in a community of women just like you. Give a two-minute business pitch, and you can win fabulous prizes. It all happens on Tuesday, November 19th at the Capital One Conference Center on Preston Road in Plano, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Tuesday, November 19th, 9 to 2. To register and for more details, go to countmein.org. That's countmein.org.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Join Tony Arterburn for a special Sunday edition of The Tony Arterburn Show. That's this week only, no Saturday, just Sunday night at 9 p.m. for The Tony Arterburn Show on News and Information 570 KLIF.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important. And little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Where you get your news each morning matters. There are lots of choices. You can have the news spoon-fed to you, or you can get it with a dose of real people. Every weekday morning, Dave Williams and Amy Shadroff, along with the KLIF News and Information in the Morning team, bring you the stories you've said you're interested in. Not just more drive-by shootings and car chases, but news that matters. News that will affect your wallet and your life. Dave and Amy, every weekday, 6 till 9, on News and Information 570, KLIF.
News and Information 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.